Katie's World starts now.
Hi, Elmo.
Oh, hi, Miss Katie.
Are you ready to play dress-up?
Dress-up?
Well, you said you wanted to play dress-up. Well, don't you? Come on, Elmo. Don't you want to play? Elmo!
Oh, happy Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to the 18th edition of Katie's World on RazRadioLive.com. It is 8 p.m. Eastern. I am your grand dame of the .com, the purveyor of the peculiar, the one of the only, Miss Kinky Katie. And with me is my lovely co-host, Mr. Four-Toed Jones himself.
What's up, what's up?
Hi.
Hello.
How you doing?
Fabulous.
Fabulous.
Yes.
You said that with a little bit of a little bit of sugar in your tank.
I'm just ridiculously relaxed from this past weekend.
Are you plucky?
I don't know what that means, but yeah.
Nobody does. Goofball. Well, if you want to join in on tonight's conversation, please give us a call at 941-421-0401, or you can Skype me. See me a little face-to-face. Use Raz Radio 1. That's Raz space radio and then just the number 1. You can also catch me on Twitter at Kinky Katie Radio.
Yeah, if you want, if you call in with Skype, she might flash you. I've seen it before. I didn't see it. I wasn't watching her, but she's done it.
You did. You got a little, you're like, what?
Right, I totally missed it.
Saw like a white flash of something.
Right.
Well, because I'm not wearing all black today. I'm actually wearing gray.
And I know.
I'm wearing yoga pants.
Right. And you can see you on the Skype camera now.
You can now. And there's actually some light. We do have, I think Jenny and Miss Amber are going to be calling in.
Yeah, I saw that. Getting
possibly,
ready for the foursome.
Possibly. Fivesome.
He doesn't have a mic.
That's okay. He's still in the room. I consider that being a part.
Okay.
Yeah?
Sure. The more the merrier.
Which I love singing into. Oh. Awesome. Well, today we've got some interesting things coming up. Let's see. We've got some stuff that people have been talking about it, but I haven't got to talk about it yet. And I had it on my to-do list, and now I've heard it like a bunch of times. But guess what? You're gonna hear it from me too. So we're gonna talk about the Palcohol. We're talking about more fun with ice cream. X-Men director has been a naughty, naughty boy. We got more weird sex laws. We are finally going to get to the things that guys think about after sex. I mean, I'm not going to go through the whole damn thing, but I want to talk to you guys about it because sometimes I can tell what you're thinking, so I think.
But sandwich and a nap.
A sandwich.
That's pretty much it, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Everyone, bitch, bring me a sandwich. No, fucker, why don't you bring me one? You know?
But I'm ready to take a nap.
Yeah, you're ready to take a nap. Well, you do know what they say. If I can still walk in the kitchen to make you a sandwich, you don't deserve one.
Well, that's a paradox there, then. That's just a bullshit way of getting out of making
a
sandwich.
It's not about deserve. It's just, I love you, and could you make me a sandwich?
I love you, and I'm hungry. All right. I just gave you everything out of my balls.
That's right.
That was for you. I made that deposit especially for you.
Right. I can't remember what it's like something like 60 gigs of information or some shit like that.
Dude, I don't know. I don't really pay attention to that all that. Because everyone's like, oh, that's a lot of information to swallow. Yeah, exactly. It's like fucking stupid. It is my sense of humor, but you know, I've heard it so many times that I've been talking about this shit forever. It's just like whatever. There is a new trend going on, and I think this is the most ridiculous fucking thing, but then again, I'm not really surprised anymore. There are things now called pee parties. It's not really what you think. Now, what do you think when you just hear the word, well, the pee party?
I think only bad things.
Well, like what?
People peeing on each other.
You know, that is a very good place to start. But no, these what women are doing now is they're inviting, if they think that they're pregnant, in order to take the test, they have all their friends come over and they throw a party while she pisses on the fucking birth control. Well, the stick, like the birth control test. Birth control test. Pregnancy test. And then they all wait and see what happens. And if it's a dud, if it's a dud, it's just like...
They all get drunk.
Well, whatever. Well, yeah, I guess so.
And if it's positive, everyone gets drunk but her.
Pretty much. Well, it depends how old she is. She's probably already drunk.
Yeah. Pee on a stick party. That's only a woman can come up with that.
Pee on a stick party.
Or a Hallmark.
Well, you know, then the guys could all get together and... Then they can kind of
console
each
other.
They can text back and forth. Yeah, then they're all in black, like, oh man,
dude. All right, here's what we do, man. We get you a second passport. We get you out of the country.
Second passport.
Yes,
dude. It's just awful. Yeah. I don't know.
Says the woman with no kids.
I have stepchildren. I didn't have to have a pee party.
And that way, you have posts for Facebook.
Right, yeah.
Oh, God. Dude, people are posting pictures of their sticks.
That's ridiculous.
And their bumps. Their baby bumps.
Well, you know what? I actually, you know, I'm all for people doing their own shit, but it doesn't mean I can't comment on it and say it's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I think it's pretty ridiculous myself. But, I mean, any reason to party, right?
True, true.
All right.
Can somebody hold a stick for her? And can I watch?
Right, right. They videotape it.
I would go.
For those of you who didn't hear, he said he would go if he could watch.
Dude,
it.
There's a lot of people though that have this the urine fetish. They like to see people pee, just like potty stuff.
I just want to see everybody staring at her pee and her being all uncomfortable.
I have stage fright. I can't piss on a stick. Anytime I've ever taken a test, I'm always afraid that I'm gonna miss it or something because I'm angled weird. I don't know what it is. Even when I pee, it sounds funny. It does. I've been told that by pretty much anybody that it's just like.
Okay, you know what to do now, Paul, right?
No.
You get a sample of that, and we'll play it on next week's show.
Oh, yeah. Vine.
We are not going to get an audio of me taking a piss.
Why?
What?
Well, whatever.
Accidental
fine.
Bull fart?
What?
An accidental bull fart?
Yeah, because you know those bowl, when you fart in the bowl, it's much louder.
Oh, bowl. I thought you said bull. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking? What you do on your own time is your thing.
Bowl fart. When you fart on the bowl.
Yeah, I gotcha. I gotcha.
Anyway, it's acoustically perfect.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I would pee into a cup, and then I would just stick the stick in the cup, and then I'd wash it out. But
okay.
Look, I'm getting a look. I'm looking a look from Essie. Like, you do what? I haven't done that in a long time, so you don't have to worry about it. Remember when I used to get stupid and obsessed? Like, oh my god, periods late, I'm pregnant. Yeah, it's whatever. I just need to have sex or masturbate, and then boom, start bleeding. It's no big deal.
Start the process all over again.
Well, see, here's the thing. You know, you have it marked down on your calendar when I'm supposed to get it. I was supposed to get it on the 18th, which was Friday. I didn't get it till I came home and after I masturbated.
Ah.
Yeah.
Aha.
Aha.
I have been the catalyst for a period. You know, fucked a girl and she was a little bit late and boom.
Well, it happens.
I got blood on my fucking blanket.
You sure it wasn't, you know, she wasn't a virgin? Did you deflower her?
I am positive.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if you could really break anyone's hymen with that little thing.
Because it happened, I don't know, 6 months ago. Yeah.
Oh.
She was like, yeah, I'm close to my period. I'm like, all right, whatever. And then next thing I know.
It's like, are you close or are you knocking at the door? It's like, what the hell? That's when you just go straight to back door if you're squeamish about blood.
Now I'm less squeamish about blood than I am the back door.
You're funny.
I would rather have blood on my dick than shit.
All right, so next subject, we're going to move on because I'm sure everyone's kind of sick and tired of us talking about.
You
our,
started it. You started.
I understand.
Pee on a stick party.
Food talk. We're having it marked. All right, so Palcohol. Thank God this was not around during the time that I was drinking all the time. Oh, fuck yeah, I would have snorted it. It would have been just big old fucking line of mojito. Like, woo! Oh, God, little key bumps. Jesus, just walking around. Now, each little packet is supposed to be enough to make, like, one drink. So it's supposed to equal like the amount of a shot or two shots. Mm-hmm. It depends. But they have them in a couple different flavors. They have vodka, rum, then they have mixed drinks. They have Cosmo, Mojito, Powderita, and Lemon Drop. Well, so this thing looks like Coke. It looks like Coke, and they're like, oh, you know, you're not supposed to snort it, but then people were talking about in the news saying, you can snort it, you can drink it. And the guy who invented this thing, he was surprised that the government even passed it. He's like, are you serious? They even passed it in error.
Right.
Like, it was approved by a government by mistake. I mean, they're only going to sell it in liquor stores to people who can legally buy it.
Why would you want this?
I will tell you.
Okay.
I will tell you. The guy that created this, he's like very active. Like, he likes to do outdoorsy shit, whatever. He's probably got herpes because, you know, everyone in those commercials are all outdoorsy. I'm just saying. But he said that he was sick and tired of lugging around bottles. I mean, it's an inconvenience to lug around alcohol bottles. So he made this stuff. I'm like, wow. Okay.
All right.
He's like, he goes cycling, kayaking, and shit. Why didn't he wear like a camel pack, you know, like with a straw?
Or
there's ways around it.
Or he could smoke weed.
Or just not drink.
Right.
Enjoy nature.
Right.
Exactly. Enjoy nature.
Bring some mushrooms.
Have some fungus. I'm a fun guy. Lick me. Eat me.
Blow your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, I would, this is one of those things I would not experiment with. No.
You wouldn't?
No.
Nope. Well, one packet you're supposed to mix with 5 ounces of water, soda, right. Any other liquid.
Here, look, you saw how I go camping now. I bring a fucking house with me. So a bottle of alcohol is no big deal.
Yeah, you're not one for roughing it.
No, I've roughed it, but, and I've brought in, you know, a gallon glass bottle of fucking of vodka. But I would not do this, alcohol. I can't,
I can just see it getting severely out of hand.
Wait a minute. It's why? Because it's a powder?
Yeah, it's a powder. You can sneak it into places. You can have a lot.
You could sneak anything in. You could sneak alcohol into anything.
Okay, well, this is a lot easier. A little freaking pouch, or even put it into... You could even stick it in a ring. They do have those rings where you can fucking stick powder in and
right.
shit.
Doesn't stop you from doing coke. None of these laws stop you from doing anything. If somebody wants to do it, they'll do it. So just let them do it.
I know, but I'm just saying.
But it's the kids. What if the kids get a hold of it?
The kids are going to get a hold of it anyway.
Fuck your kid.
Jeez.
Fuck your kid. My freedom comes first.
He's been trying to fuck
you.
Really?
Yeah, I know. did you see?
He's too young for me.
He's off of Facebook, too.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Since when?
Like 2 days ago.
Really? Because he is back.
Did you put him on restriction?
Why don't you go look for him?
I am.
Because he pops up when my thing pops up.
Ooh.
Wow. Oh, wait a minute. What did I do here?
Oh, he blocked his daddy.
You blocked me on Facebook.
Now you're going to die.
No, he actually made a post saying he was leaving Facebook, and then like 2 days later, he did.
Okay.
See?
Okay. Whatever.
If he blocked me, I'm okay with that.
It might be better.
Yeah, because you know what? There are things that I want to say on Facebook. I'm like, my fucking kid's on my page. You know? There's certain things that I want to talk about that I just won't, you know?
That he was adopted?
No.
Well, he's 20 years old.
I mean, whatever.
More of what I've been doing with my sexual life, you know, but that's not something I want to share. I could share that with, you know, all my friends and
oh, whatnot. God, my dad made a freaking comment about my boobs.
Yeah, that's your fucking family. And I've heard the stories, and I'm sure we're going to hear one tonight. That's not normal, what you go through.
Okay, but at least this has nothing to do with sex.
Okay.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
This time.
Okay, now I'm... Well,
you just said that your father commented on your boobs.
Enough.
Hey, okay, all right.
Right?
Katie's world.
We're good?
It's Katie's world.
Are we good?
We're good.
What'd he say?
All right.
Nothing, I was just pissing her off in general. I have that effect on women.
How was Robstock? How was your weekend?
It was fucking awesome. Fucking awesome, really.
I'm really sorry I missed it now. Like, I'm really sorry that I did.
It was so, for me, it was so relaxing, so comfortable. We're on this 5-acre piece of property at Rob's house. Rob's kids are all running around, and this year they were all good. I shouldn't say, it's not like last year they were bad. It's just they were just up our asses a little bit, or up my. I don't know. And I don't want to say anything bad about Rob's, because I actually love Rob's kids. But this year everything was fucking great. Maybe it's because I was smoking more than drinking, so maybe my attitude was different, or my point of view was different. But I had an absolute blast Friday night. I did Eric Spicoli tune me up with a dab, and I'm here to report that I never have to do that again. I don't like being that high. I'm a low function. I'm a lightweight pot smoker, and it was intense. It wasn't bad. I didn't have a bad time. It's just I was a little too high. And actually, there are parts of that night that I can't remember because of that situation. But everything else I remember. And that's the best part, is I wasn't drunk, where I didn't remember. And I wasn't first man down, laying on the ground.
And no one managed to catch on fire.
Almost.
Uh-huh.
Blind Lawrence, I believe, almost made it to the fire pit a couple times. That motherfucker was fucked up. As soon as he got there, he was drinking, he was smoking. Eric took him in for a dab, and I'm looking at him because they did the
stuff. Was he fucking the shit out of Party Favors? I could not help myself. You can hit me later.
He's control of the board, so we can't play the clip.
I know.
What?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Anyway. He's doing a dab. I turn around and I announce to everybody. He's like, Blind Lawrence is doing a dab. Get your video cameras out, because shit's about to go down. And I was not wrong, and we were not disappointed. Because he likes to...
Perform?
Perform. That's an excellent word. He likes to perform ad nauseum. He just keeps going and going. And he's mildly entertaining.
Do you get naked?
No. His performance are just rehashes of other things that he's heard, because he's got that eidetic memory.
I want to see the helicopter.
You think a blind man can helicopter?
Absolutely.
I don't see why not.
Why not?
Well,
because
you can't see the swing, you got to feel the swing.
Right, that's all you got to do.
So you can do the back and forth slap attack.
Right, or back and forth, or up and down. I'll bet you Lawrence is packing heat. I got the feeling he's packing heat, because he's a skinny little fuck.
All skinny little fucks have huge dongs.
Hey, man, let God give him a big dick, Let him at least have that.
Okay, we're not bringing the Easter Bunny into this, so keep continue. Roll along.
Big,
so,
beautiful cock. Too bad nobody's ever going to see it.
Well, at least he's not.
And to me, kind of made amends or...
Good.
I was on, what's the name of that show?
Peyote.
No, Therapeutic Release, and...
I'm going to be on it this week.
Cool. It's easy to get on there. All you got to do is ask them.
Hey.
No.
Jen asked me.
I know. She actually just asked me, too. And I was like, No. You could just call in, because that's what I did. And then Lawrence called in after me. And I said to Lawrence, I was like, listen, man, I just want you to know I'm no longer mad at you. And I was like, from this point on, we're cool. Right? That still doesn't mean I'm not annoyed by him.
You get annoyed really easily.
Well, he has a way of annoying me a little bit, because he's just a little intense for me, right?
Are you blind prejudice, Dave?
Yeah, I'm prejudiced against blind prejudice.
Well, it wasn't a little intense, it was a little in camper. I'm sorry, I can't help it.
Do I have a rim shot here?
I could give you a rim shot. Turn the mic on. turn the camera on. I can give you a little wink. Wink.
So anyway.
That's why I couldn't hear.
So anyway, what the hell was that?
It's the sound effects I have here on my
Well, it had nothing to go ahead.
Anyway. So he gets to the point where he's I thought he was going to tap out after about 2 hours. I figured he was going to collapse like a fucking marionette, like but
what am I, a fucking puppet to you?
Right, exactly. That's what I just figured, because he was just going full tilt. And performing and walking around and he was having a grand old time.
Good.
I'm pretty sure he had the most fun out of everybody there.
Well, it's like, don't put the man down for fun. He wasn't hurting anybody.
No. I'm saying he had a lot of fun, but I can be annoyed at it at the same time.
Yes.
So anyway, After about 2 hours, somebody picks up a guitar. We start having this jam session, and he gets involved with the jam session. Now, all of a sudden, he you know, I'm totally digging Lawrence having a good time, because he's just standing there, and he's like he's actually like doing a little bop too, standing up.
That's when the drugs kicked in.
Well, no, they were in full effect. In full effect.
Can't stop here. This is backcountry.
So it was really one of the things I like about Rob Stock is it's really a very comfortable. It's almost like a Jesus Christ, a late 60s hippie fest.
I can see that.
You know, especially the last Saturday, there was a lot of male bonding, a lot of hugging, a lot of great conversation.
Okay.
It was started by one man.
It's how it usually starts.
No, but not...
I know about those kind of parties.
Not in that kind of way. I'm looking at the wrong timer. Counter.
Don't worry about it. I'll kick you or throw some at your head.
Okay.
Or, you know, when I start getting snippy and going, okay, Dave, yeah. Look over here.
Right. So how often do I pick up on that? You better...
Never.
You're right, just throw some at me.
I'm going to do to you what I do to my cat when she's like mowing or scratching in the bed. I keep little things by me that I can just wad up and like throw at her.
Here you go. Take the laser pointer, shoot it at me.
It's okay, I got it.
Anyway.
I know.
So, it was a great time.
Good.
And then on Saturday or Sunday, I went and met a friend in St. Pete. Had a even better time with her, and it just was a great weekend. Then Monday, I had another female friend come over, hang out. We were at the bar and having a great time. I come home. Turns out my friend that lives across the street, Lisa, was threatened by her neighbor, saying that she's got a target on her back. I told the girl, I was like, I gotta go, close the door behind you. And I brought my gun and drove my truck. It's only across the street, right? Across Hillsborough Avenue. I broke several laws going over there. And I got a buzz on, right? I'm in the big suburban. I launched over this one fucking speed bump, right? Because I didn't care. I was like, I gotta get there.
Smart.
I come around the corner, right? And she lives all the way at the end of the block, and I see the cops there. I'm like, all right, cool. She's there. So I go over there, park in front, and I'm talking to the cop. Oh, talking to them. Remember, drunk, no seatbelt, windows open, right?
With your firearm.
Well, then we're having this conversation, and cop's like, yeah, you know, well, there's nothing I could do about it. So, boom, out comes the 9mm. I was like, here, you need this, right? And the cop's laughing. I'm like, you know, I talk a lot of shit about cops on my other show, right? I am not.
And because a cop wouldn't have his piece on him? So you're just going to pull it out of your car while you're drunk and fucked up and hand it to him and say, here, you need this. You're not very
fucking bright.
No, it wasn't
to him. It was to her.
For the night, for protection.
Oh,
right, for protection.
Okay. All right. I thought you were doing it to the cops. I'm like, what the fuck?
No. I wasn't pointing it. I was holding it, you know, not like the normal way I hold a gun. I'm just, you know, by the
Yeah,
the
I know. You. Barrel. I see your little mincing hand you put up, the little broken wrist.
It's a dinosaur.
Is it pink?
He's swimming in pussy, boy.
He is. You need a fucking life jacket.
No, I'm not getting any of it. It's just companionship.
It's still around.
This is true. Well, the one across the street is like my sister.
What do you got, like poon Velcro?
No, you know what it is?
No. I don't.
They smell the money.
Yeah.
I got money now, okay?
No, you've just been working on copper pipes.
Does Bitcoin smell?
I don't know if Bitcoins have a smell. You know, actually, it smells like Cheetos and Mountain Dew Code Red.
Wow. So like pussy.
Oh, my.
Oh. Who have you been fucking around where pussy taste smells like that?
No.
Ain't mine.
No.
He was looking at his watch that's not even there. Like, he's trying to... Oh, I don't know.
I
think that was a veiled comment about
I'm
you.
About to give, like, a freaking tracheotomy to someone with this pen who doesn't need one. It's okay.
Did you call and I missed it?
Yes, she did.
Sorry, Jenny.
Where the fuck did it pop up? Well, I got three monitors running.
8675309.
Jenny, call back.
Jenny. I got it. Well, actually, you can either call back now or wait a few minutes till after the break, because we're going to be going to break in a couple minutes.
That's probably a good idea.
Because I know if you want to chat and talk and hang out.
Well, did anybody see the thing pop up?
I did.
I'm not paying attention.
I was.
What?
Which monitor?
The one in front of your face?
This one.
No.
This one?
Yes.
All right, because I can't see because the mic's in front. All right.
Because you're blind. Well, let me tell you a little bit about what happened to me last night. I had a Skype audition last night for a TV show.
Yes.
Which went very, very well. It was pretty fucking cool.
A real life TV show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, real life TV show. And I will know within 6 to 8 weeks if I'm going to be on. And he also told me about another project that they're going to be starting that's filming down in Miami.
Yeah.
So he said that if I was up for it, that I could be possibly on that show too.
What is that show about?
That show, I don't know if I can talk about it. All right. Well, they didn't say that I couldn't.
No, it's better off. Keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to ruin anything.
No, I don't want to piss anybody off.
So the audition went well.
The audition went really well.
When will you find out?
6 to 8 weeks.
Did you say that and I missed it?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Well, it's okay. You're staring at the screen like it's going
to
do something.
Because I'm waiting for Jane to call back, despite the fact that I've already favorited our tweet that she'll call back after the break.
She's going to call back after break.
You're being a mo again.
I would say that I would consider myself a dingbat right now.
It was the dab he took Saturday.
It was the dab. It's still hanging around.
Yeah, and I'm mostly sober.
It's okay.
I hurt my back the other day, and I've been popping pain pills all day.
What else is new?
Straight edge.
Oh God.
Yeah, I'm not straight edge.
Come on, man.
Yeah, you are. Come on, the girls will dig you more.
You got Van Dyke for crying out loud.
Still rocking the prison pussy. Well, Van Dyke did go to the museum, the Dolly Museum.
Yeah.
I wanted to go to that. I thought that was
going
to be neat.
Well, the Dolly's not going away. It's the Warhol exhibit.
Oh, right. That's what I meant.
Right, they change. They share stuff all the time.
Yeah, no.
So there's always the Dolly, and I actually like the Dolly side again. It's second time this year I've been there, and I really kind of like. I don't have a creative bone in my body, but I do dig some of that shit. I'm impressed by the amount of detail and the size of some of Dolly's paintings. I mean, they're a fucking story and a half tall.
Damn.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, this is something that probably will never be in a Dolly museum, but it's still fucking weird. You know, most things are weird that come out of Japan. Are we all in agreement on that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, this is... Oh, I did your buckle. Oh, Pikachu! No, sorry.
Oh, my God. Here's what goes on. She sends me a list of things they're going to talk about, and I purposely don't read it until she mentions it.
Sometimes he doesn't even let me get to it.
Right. And right, just like right now. And I pop it up, and it's fucking ridiculous. Go ahead, please go.
Well, we were talking about the Viagra ice cream last week, and that was in the UK. So here we go. We're in Japan, and Häagen-Dazs in Japan has come up with two ice cream flavors that are vegetable-based. Even though a tomato is not a vegetable, a tomato is a fruit, which is true. Tomato is a fruit, but they have cherry tomato, but it's not what you think. It's actually cherry and tomato in this ice cream. So,
yeah.
And then they have another one. They have citrus. Well, they have orange carrot, which is orange and other citrus fruits with carrot. And those are the two Häagen-Dazs flavored ice cream. I mean, they've got some fucked up shit over there anyway.
Yeah.
I've seen some specials where, I mean, they've got like fucking like beef jerky ice cream.
Beef jerky, man.
They've got fucking like taro root. I mean, they've got all nasty. Yeah, fermented fish. Some fucking black.
All right, so let's think about this for a second. You know, here in this country, we have, you know, potato chip, caramel, vanilla,
that's
whatever.
Delicious.
Yeah, well, it actually is. It's the...
I'd rather have a squid on my pussy than in my ice cream. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but all right. So this is... They're actually eating healthy-ish ice cream because it is... Well, it says mixes carrots with the taste and scent of fresh citrus. It doesn't mention that it's actually real citrus.
It's still hot.
That doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
It's going to be fattening for you anyway. You could dunk a piece of fucking cabbage in sugar and that doesn't make it good for you. Know what I mean?
Sure it does.
Sure
it does.
You're weird.
Because they tell you to. That is.
All right, when we come back from break, I'm going to tell you a little bit about my weekend and explain a little bit about the post that I left on Facebook that I did retract.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
So, Gabe, you edit and produce porn.
Yep.
How did you get started working in porn?
My friend told me, if you want to work in TV, find a production studio that makes something you love. So I was like, let me find a porn studio that makes something I love.
What's the name of the last porn you shot?
It is called Porn. It's...
Is this about me?
It's not. I mean, we can Photoshop your face on the cover.
I'd appreciate that. Yeah. What's your favorite scene you've ever shot?
The thing I'm most proud of is a double penetration shot we got away
with. What's that? I'm just kidding.
It's, oh, man, okay, because I can tell you.
No. Would you ever do it?
Oh, no. No, God, no.
Why?
I don't know if I got the body for that. Like,
come on.
I could work it, but, like, not.
Girl. Is it more important to have a good body or a huge...
We've gotten some older guys with, like, craggy faces and, like, really saggy. But then they have these, like, giant 11-inch dicks.
Giant dongs. What do you do?
It's like a chest down kind of thing. And so you'll, like, pan up to their face every now and then.
Ooh, ooh.
Right? It's like, he's a human, and then you just go back.
Right. Yeah. We promise.
Right, yeah.
This isn't a centaur.
Yeah.
What if
yeah.
someone's just, like, a really bad actor? Like, so bad. Have you ever replaced anyone?
Like, you'd be surprised how many people don't show up last minute. So sometimes we'll have, like, backups that we'll call up, like, a half hour before and be like, yo, is your butt clean? Come over.
It's so
like,
cute. Yeah.
I know.
That's how they ask me to get ready for the show in the morning. Yeah. Schumer, clean your butt. I'm like, I don't want to. What's the worst thing you've witnessed this year?
Usually what I have to do is get that, like, beneath the shot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's almost like you're a tiny ant and you're just, like, staring up at.
That's a cute, antics. What a cute metaphor. Yeah. This is getting, why is this so cute?
I don't know.
Like a weeble. You're like, so I'm in Fraggle Rock. And I'm just like, oh my God.
So this dude, he like pulls his just as he's
And you're not wearing like a poncho.
Nah.
You're not like at a Gallagher show.
Nah. And I kid you not, it was like Niagara Falls. It was just like a wave of like through the face.
This sounds so, like the worst case scenario.
It was really rough. And it's like, somehow by the grace of whatever God exists, it missed my mouth.
You are such a glass half full type of guy.
And now, on with the show. Decisions, but I want it all, so I get it all. I wanna eat the whole cake. I'm not sharing. You should have learned how to bake. Yes, I want it all, so I get it all. I wanna eat the whole cake. I'm not sharing.
You should have learned bitches love cake.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Glad to see that that you joined us for the second half of Katie's World on RazRadioLive.com every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern. If you guys would like to join in the conversation, please give us a call at 941-421-0401. If you want to reach us on Skype, you can get it at RazRadio1. So, also get me on the Twitter later at Kinky Katie Radio. Oh my goodness gracious. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Some pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool. I had an awesome, awesome show last Friday.
Yeah.
On Sex Talk with a Dirty Girl on Radio IO. It was fabulous.
Damn it, I missed it.
Dirty. It was great. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's right, because you weren't running the board, right?
No, I was not running the board. I'm not going to be running the board this week either until I learn what's going on. Rick had even said he would go ahead and take over, but I still want to learn how to do it anyway. But I didn't have to worry about what's going on with the board. I didn't have to fuck with levels and
nice.
It was very, very relaxing, and I like sitting in that spot.
I like which seat do you sit in?
The host chair.
Okay.
Yeah. Because Kim couldn't make it; she had car trouble. So
a likely story.
Whatever. I don't care. She can have her car break down any day. I don't mind. I will fill in quite happily. Quite happily. So my weekend, I went down to Fort Lauderdale this weekend.
Yes.
I went. It was my dad's birthday on Saturday, so I went down Friday after the show.
Right. Weren't you on like some little puddle jumper?
Yeah. That fucking plane. It was so small. It was row of two seats and then the aisle and then one seat.
How many rows?
I don't know. I didn't even look. It wasn't many, though.
Was it a jet or is it propellers?
Propellers. Yeah, fucking propellers. That was fun. Well, when I went to leave, it was raining. I mean, it was pouring outside. I didn't know. I saw the little plane outside as I was walking through security and shit. I'm like, oh, I'm like, that sucks. That was my plane. We all had to run out across the tarmac in the rain to the fucking plane. To board the plane. Yeah, that was even more fun because I had all this shit. And then they just grab your bag, throw it on a rack.
Wait a minute. With your luggage too, right? Because yeah. On a little pole jumper, you usually don't pack, although you're a girl. No. So
sure No. I packed really light for me. It was a small bag. Like, I had a carry-on.
Right.
So it wasn't that bad.
Ridiculous.
I mean, then there was a little bit of turbulence when, at one point. Oh, God. I didn't mean to do it, but I just went, <'cause>, I was like, oh, God. And there was a girl next to me. She just did a total face palm and just kept it there. I was like, sorry. Because I had to sit next to someone on the way there. But on the way back, I got a seat to myself, so I was happy. I could keep all my shit there and just kind of curl up and stare out the window. But okay. My brother has a serious problem. My mother said that she doesn't want me talking about it, and my brother said he doesn't want me talking about it, but you know what? I don't care. I'm going to talk about it. My brother is a severe alcoholic. He went through treatment, which didn't work, and he hasn't decided to try to help himself. Well, he was drunk when I got there and continued to drink, and his friend called him, and he wanted to go see his friend. They hadn't seen in a long time. So I drove because he couldn't drive.
Mm-hmm.
And I really didn't feel like hanging out at the house. My parents' house. Oh gosh. They had one of their dogs is like dying. I give it a month tops before this poor dog is dead. And the house it's clean, but it smells like piss.
Uh-huh.
Badly of piss. And I had to go because my nose wasn't ready for it yet. So we end up going, and he meets up with his friend, and my brother is just throwing him down, just drinking, and he starts getting loud. He starts getting loud and kind of obnoxious, and even his friend's wife said, okay, I think it's about time to go. And she's looking at me. I'm like, yeah. So I get his butt in the car. I take him home, and we're in the car on the way home, and he starts yelling at me that I'm going in the wrong direction.
Really?
I'm like...
He's drunk, you're sober.
I might not have been here for a couple years, but I still know I know how to get from I-75 to fucking Sawgrass. It's not hard. I mean, God almighty. So he was being a dick. He got home, and he didn't even remember... Like, he didn't even know that his friend's wife had said anything to me. Mm-hmm. All right, well, the next day, Saturday, this was Friday night. So Saturday, my dad, who's usually a drinker, my mother isn't, but, you know, we've always been like, we'll wake up and have a margarita or something. Well,
right.
My dad wasn't drinking on Friday. Well, at least he wasn't when he picked me up, and didn't when we got back to the house for the time that I was there, which, you know, and my mother doesn't drink, so that was fine. So then, but Saturday, my brother starts drinking. In the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother's telling him, you know, I could hear her in the kitchen telling my brother to, you know, to stop, you know, just slow it down. Like, you know, don't drink, you know? And he's like, oh, I'm not just gonna, it'll be slow. I'll just sip it. No, he shouldn't be fucking drinking anyway. And my mother even said, at least have the respect not to drink around your sister. Well, he's still drinking. And then, my mother's telling him, the four of us are talking in the living room, and she says to him, you know, slow it down. Yeah. And then he flips. He just gets loud, and when he gets loud, his voice gets high because he's a spoiled brat, and he's used to just doing whatever he wants.
How old
no
is he?
Consequences. He's 36.
Oh.
He's 36. He's about 6'4", and he's about 460.
I want
some
chocolates!
Yeah. So, and if he's not shit-faced, he's nice. When he's shit-faced, he's an asshole.
Mm.
A complete asshole. I mean, seriously, if he's sober, he's fine. It's when he's not sober that he's not fucking fine. So, my mother tells him, so, and he flips out. He's like, Mom, just fuck, leave me alone. I'm okay. God, I haven't had a sip in like 5 minutes. And then my father jumps in. He's like, honey, just leave him alone. So my mother, she gets up. She goes to the back porch to have a cigarette because there's no smoking in the house. So she goes to the porch, and I can hear and see my dad kind of yelling at her. Not yelling at her, but sternly talking to her, saying, leave him alone. You're making everybody upset. You're bringing everybody down. And I'm like, no. I'm like, that's not right. We're waiting for the car to pick us up because they got a limo to take us. We were going to Shula's for dinner, which is super, super nice. So my mother's upset. I can see her kind of get weepy-eyed. And I was like, this isn't fucking right. I'm like, don't, you know, I'm like, stop yelling at her and just Jesus Christ. Because my mom's an old lady. Love her to death.
All right, so hold on. Let me try to recap because there's a long way to go. The girlfriend is yelling at your brother to try to settle it down, right?
Mother.
What are you... God, you're not paying attention. Friday night, the friend's wife...
Oh, right, the friend's wife. Okay, yeah.
Said you need to take him home because he was getting out of hand.
Okay, so then Saturday morning, it's just the family. Okay, sorry.
So Saturday morning, and then it comes into Saturday afternoon. Then, you know, my mother's telling him, you know, and then it's just right, going...
So mom is trying to tell her son to settle down, but the father's telling the mom to shut up.
Pretty much.
Okay.
And why should he not drink around you, Katie?
Yeah, and he shouldn't drink about me because I had a severe problem with alcohol, and I associate everyone down south with drinking.
Right.
And I was sticking to my guns, and I was being good. You know, and I already said I'm not going to be around you guys if you're going to be drinking, if you're going to be drunk.
Right.
Because, I mean, if you guys go out to dinner, you have a drink, fine. I'm fine with that. But if you guys are going to be shit-faced to the point where I have to take care of you, I don't want to fucking do that. When you start causing me problems because of you, then I can't do it. And I told him the first time, I said, if he's going to be shit-faced, I'm not going to be around him. So I even said to my mom this time, I said, look, I said, after this weekend, chances are off. I am never, ever going to be around him when he's down. If he comes to visit, I will not be there. I don't care if it's a birthday. I don't care if it's some other function. I will not be there if he's there.
What if it's a funeral?
And I won't. Only if it's his. Well... Okay, well, I can't say if my mother or my father pass away that I have to. But you guys, you know what I mean. I mean, you know what I mean. So, but I'll make this a little quicker. So we're in the limo, and he's still drinking in the limo, and then he starts getting... I mean, they do a champagne toast, but he's drinking. That's the only thing that my father had was the champagne. My mother actually had the champagne, and I was drinking Sprite, and he was drinking champagne and his cocktail. So, anywho, he gets fucking loud. He starts yelling at the limo driver because he pulled up in the wrong spot. And we go to dinner, and that's a fiasco. We go to dinner. We're eating. He gets pissed about something because we're still angry at him from before. He storms off. He's like, I'm not taking this shit, and leaves. So we finish the cake, and then we find him, like, outside, chatted up, being buddy-buddy with the limo guy. So, whatever. When we got back to the house...
So he's nice to non-family members.
Yeah. No, he's nice to non-family members.
When he's drunk.
Well, no, it can flip the switch.
Oh.
Doesn't even matter who you are.
Hmm.
So, whatever. That was that. That was my weekend. Sorry to be a Debbie Downer.
No, well, you know, this is Katie's world, and this is what happened in Katie's world.
Yeah, so... All right, I don't even care how fucking... Wait, let me... What's one of the weirdest things you've eaten when you've been stoned?
I don't know, but I remember as a teenager, I was so hungry once, I swear to God, I thought I was going to eat carpet lint. You know, because you, like, find shit, you know, like, you drop something on the on the carpet... And you're like, ooh, you know, the 5 second rule. And then you're like, ooh, what's that? You know? And again, this is when I was a teenager. Haven't done it since, but I distinctly remember, like, searching around the carpet for food, you know, for little nuggets or whatever I just dropped.
Rug muncher.
is that an insult?
No.
I literally have eaten carpet.
You wear Birkenstocks too. Baby. Yeah. I like it unvacuumed. Dirty, dirty. Well, this guy decided to put a fucking... All right, do you know what Scotch eggs are?
Scotch eggs?
Yeah, Scotch eggs are... They're like soft-boiled eggs. They're like medium-boiled eggs. And they're encased in sausage. And then they're like rolled in like panko and they're fried. So they're crispy. So you've got the... You've got crunchy and then sausage and egg.
Uh-huh.
They're really good.
Go on.
I'll make you some. I've made them before. Well, this fucking guy, he put a Cadbury cream egg instead of a regular egg inside of the sausage.
Uh-huh.
How fucking disgusting does that sound?
It sounds very disgusting.
First of all, I don't even like Cadbury cream eggs. I think they're nasty. I didn't even like them when I was a fat fuck. I just don't like them. Jenny, thank you for joining us.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
So you guys you guys can't even see them. We've got SC over there. We got Dave over there who's going to stick his face in. So, Ms. Jan, right. What brings you to the show tonight, my darling?
I just wanted to call and say hi.
Hi.
I missed you guys.
We missed you, too.
And it is a privilege to be on the show, Dave. Don't play it off like it's just anybody can be on it.
Well, all you have to do is call to be on it, right?
See, this is
yes,
why
he's meant to be a guest, you know.
Right.
That's why he's not allowed to be on the show, I don't think. I'm just saying.
I asked him today and he turned me down.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because he's got bigger and better things going on with his life.
Yeah, he has a life. He can't be on...
Yeah, because I don't have...
release on Sundays.
See, I don't have a life, so I can do that. I can bring entertainment to the people. At least my kind
yes,
of entertainment.
We're givers.
That's right.
Hey, I was on your first show. I did the first therapeutic release.
You did. Yes, you did. We owe you that, Dave.
No,
yes,
you don't. He fucking sucks. So don't
no.
Even...
And if I was around...
Don't stroke his ego.
If I was around Sunday, I would have done number two. Because I got to apologize to Eric on air.
Yeah, you do have a tendency of going number two on things.
Yeah. So you have to apologize.
He just got
what
that.
What did you do now?
What?
What'd you do now, Dave?
I kind of was a dick to Eric at one point. Not so much a dick, but because of the mindset that he was in, I could tell some of the things that I was saying were kind of fucking with him. And then I felt guilty later on, and I apologized to him in front of a few people. And I don't know if I fucked with his head or not. But I said one thing to him Friday night, and I was trying to give advice, and it was backed up by Adam. And I was just trying to be a good guy because it was the same thing that I was guilty of doing, and it might make people think you're a dick. So I was telling him that. I was like, listen, you know, blah blah blah. And then, so he kind of was like sketchy around me on Saturday, especially because he was incredibly high. So like he was kind of like walking around me with eggshells a little bit. And then he made a joke to Luke. Luke is a dude that came down from Canada, and he was, you know, doing the Canadian joke, hey, right? And I was like he hasn't heard that before, right? And I started fucking with him, and then I fucked with him again on something else. And I could see in his face that he just wasn't happy with me. And I just felt bad that I kind of was a dick again. I'm trying really hard not to be, but apparently it comes out every so often.
The toe comes off.
So
well, you'll have to call in and hash it out.
I will.
Yes, the toe comes off and the dick comes out.
And they're roughly the same size.
So I've seen on the computer.
Oh
God, I feel bad for your son.
No, his mother's Italian. He's packing heat.
How do you know that?
I don't even want to tell you the story. I'll tell you the story. I will tell you the story off air.
Yeah, we could say that for another show. So you're you're talking about my dad. And look at you, dad.
It's not, no. It's his fucking mother.
I understand.
I'll tell you off air.
That's all right. Goodness gracious.
So Jenny, why aren't you using the phallic microphone?
Oh, I'm too tired to hold it up today. Is that what she said?
That was a good drop. If anybody's listening, somebody grab that drop. You know,
yes, I have to get a mic stand, and I am planning to do that. I just haven't done that yet.
They're relatively cheap. I would suggest you just get a desktop one, but not like these crazy ones that we got here.
Oh, at first I thought we were going to get a flash.
Sorry.
She's got kids.
I was trying to shut the door.
Sorry. Oh, so now we get one? I'm sorry. I just thought I'd throw that out there. You know me.
I like you, Katie. She's going to get me booby flashed. I don't have to say anything.
I can't help
That's
it. I like
you're
tea.
On Katie's show, huh? The free boobies.
Ta-da.
Flashing.
I wind up missing them. Eric called in. She flashed Eric on Skype, and I totally missed it.
I had my bra on.
But still, whatever it was, I missed it.
Anyway, any kind of flashing to a guy, they don't care what you're flashing.
That's okay.
They'll take it.
Get my wrist. What is the weirdest? I have to ask you this. What is the weirdest thing you've ever seen or bought off of eBay?
I don't know if I've really bought anything off eBay. If I have, it's been like something like a cell phone case or something stupid.
Well,
I'm really boring in that. But I have when you asked the question about what's the weirdest thing you've eaten when you're high.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not weird, but have you ever eaten peanut butter after you smoked? And that's not a good idea.
Dude, I ate it with a fucking fork. I was sitting on the floor in the kitchen, and I had the jar, and I had a fork, and I was just eating peanut butter with a fork, and I couldn't talk at all.
It's like it just gets stuck, and your whole mouth just like...
just becomes glue.
Right. But it tastes so good.
It does.
Just and like, oh my God, this is the best peanut butter I've ever had in my whole life.
And if anyone tries to talk to you, you just giggle like an idiot. It's like, this is my peanut butter. Can't have it.
And then no matter how much water you drink afterwards, it takes like hours, it seems like, to get
your
mouth unstuck.
Everything will just taste like peanut butter.
So, yeah, you only do that a couple times and you go, okay, it's not worth it.
You know what you need to do then for that, right?
What's that?
You need to suck a cock.
Oh!
Because then it'll help get the saliva going, and then if someone just doesn't like sucking cock, then it'll taste like peanut butter.
There you go.
Yeah, fluffer nutter. Get a fluffer nutter.
You should trademark that.
Yeah. That's going to be something people are going to really want to eat.
I'll have to remember that.
Go. Eat my fluffer nutter. Well, oh yeah, Dave hasn't had any of my cum cuisine yet.
What?
Or have you?
Oh, please.
Were the cookies moist, Dave?
I wish I could see Dave's face right now.
It's pretty funny.
It really is. Because the thing I have. There's a meal in the refrigerator right now that she gave me.
Tuesday, I cook for both the guys. So, I always cook for SC anyway. So I figure he never eats all of it. So then I bring stuff over for Dave.
Yeah.
Did you request clean food?
I did not.
No,
I didn't request anything. They were just donated.
He didn't know it was an option.
Right. Right, exactly.
Well, that's the fun thing, is because if he actually paid attention a little more to what was going on, he'd know. Because I did say in the beginning of the show what was in it. You missed it, didn't you?
Well, I'm, you know, busy on the Twitter, you know, interacting with all your fans.
Enjoy. That's okay.
Emailing my friends.
I noticed that your skin is looking a lot better.
Yeah, whatever. It tastes good, you know?
Yeah, it does.
There ain't no shame in Dave's game.
Hell no.
I'm slightly perspiring here, though. Like, oh, Jesus Christ.
That's okay. SC's been drinking the smoothie, so it should be quite good for you. Well, anywho, but going back to like the weirdest thing you see on eBay, this guy, he spent over 300 hours tattooing a jaguar print all over his body.
What?
Well, here's the thing, though. He's selling his skin on eBay for £75,000 because he's over in the UK. But you have to buy it now, but you don't get it until after he dies. Yeah.
That's freaking disgusting.
So he's saying, think about it. And he has it covers 90% of his body. And he even has another neck tattoo, like it scoops around the the collar line, and it says "sex and violence." Mm. But he's just covered head to toe in yellow and spots, except for his head and his feet and his hands.
That's nasty.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, he's twisted for even thinking somebody would want it. But you know, there's some disgusting freak out there that is going to pay for it.
Ah, but here's the thing, though. He talks about how human skin is the best leather in the world. How it's the softest. It's the most easily wearable. He's saying it already comes with a cool pattern on it. You can make belts. You can make a wallet. You can do whatever the hell you want to with his skin suit.
Yeah,
you
no.
can play lambs. That's like
Silence of the Lamb. Yeah.
I'd fuck me.
Yeah. That's exactly what's coming to my mind, and that song too.
And my voices crying.
Just do one little video. You'd have to.
Right, exactly.
Oh, dude. I would put a cock on then tuck it just for fun. Just like that. Flick my nipple ring. Ting.
Put the lotion in the basket.
Precious.
Put the fucking lotion in the basket.
I wonder if he has to like sign a contract saying that he'll put lotion on every day.
What if he fucking dies in a fiery car crash?
Oh, you're screwed. He says
maybe they get a refund or something.
He says he takes care of it. He says, I take care of it. I'm a vegetarian. What the fuck does that vegetarian have to do taking care of your skin? This is like lotioning and tanning. You know, tanning your skin like you would a piece of fucking like deer hide or something. You know what I mean? Oh gosh. I have a man skin rug. You see him?
So gross.
That was my ex. Now I walk all over him, just like when he was alive. But then again, too, I mean, okay, you pay for it to what it looks like now, but then once he starts getting older, it's not going to be as elastic anymore.
Yeah.
And you don't know if you're getting a jaguar spot, if you're getting a liver spot. It could just be
it's not going to even look like jaguar spots. It's just gonna be blobs.
No, probably. There's a picture. She sends me links, and it looks like the guy's got jaundice, and he was run over by something.
They do look like tire treads in some parts.
I mean, look at that. Yeah,
and he's not a bad looking guy in his face. He's actually quite attractive.
Right, and that's not tattooed.
But then again, you know, I dig the guys with the bald heads, the ones who look like good old boys, but they're not. Know what I mean? Because I don't like. I'm not sporting a hood here. I'm just saying I just like that look. Wait, that didn't come out right. Anyway, you guys know what I mean.
We do.
Anywho, anything interesting going on with you this week?
Well, we have the show coming up on Sunday. And
what time is the show? What's the name of the show? Pimp your shit, bitch!
Well, we have therapeutic release on Sundays.
Oh, sorry. That's my therapeutic release. Yeah, I just got to talk into the mic a little bit more.
On Sundays. Nope. And Kiki Katie's going to be on with us on Sunday at 6.
That is right. Well, yes, 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock your time, 6 o'clock my time.
Your time.
Eastern. Very cool.
Eastern time. And we have a nice topic. We haven't talked to details yet, but you guys are just going to have to stay tuned because I'm not giving that away.
I'm not going to give it away either. I did get it in my email and, qué rico.
I think it's great that you ladies, that you know, you create lists and show syllabuses and all that other shit. Sean and I, we don't even talk until like 15 minutes before the show starts, and we don't really even talk about much. We just roll with it. We don't plan shit at all, and it shows, obviously.
See, because sometimes when you guys get really close, it's hard to look each other in the eye sometimes afterwards, isn't it?
They like to cuddle up in a fetal position after the shows.
So who gets to be the big spoon this week?
I'm always the big spoon. Haven't you seen how short he is?
You know what? I will accept that. You big burly teddy bear.
Right,
you.
He just fits right in there.
He's like a little pocket Raz.
Fits like a glove.
Like a glove.
Like a glove.
Oh, Miss Jenny Jen. I'm so happy that you called and stopped by.
Yeah, it was fun. Well, I can't wait for Sunday. And Dave,
yeah,
when you get back,
yeah,
make sure you get on our show.
You know it. Okay? I will,
because I have something planned for you too.
Okay.
All right, Miss Jen. Well, I got to do the closing of the show, so I will be talking to you soon. Thank you very much, my darling.
Gotta go. Bye.
See you guys later.
See you Sunday.
Bye.
All right, guys, we have come to the end of the show. Another hour of fun. We didn't get to half the shit we were going to because I kind of was a little long-winded, and so was Dave, so I apologize about that. But I hope you enjoyed our time together. Stay tuned for the Mallory Report up next, and after that is Gonzo Radio. Catch me on Friday. on radioio.com, Bubba Army Radio, channel Bubba One for Sex Talk with a Dirty Girl. If you missed the shows, you're shit out of luck. Anyway, no, go to kinkykatieradio.com so you can see my videos, you can see my shit, and you can hear past shows. Yes, subscribe on iTunes. Subscribe.
And comment. All right, we've got to go. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
I like tacos and burritos.